Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem continues Sfas, Tom from the Chavetz Chaim, Perek Rosh, number 47. The Chavetz Chaim continues to discuss different examples of Sheker that we should stay away from. Midvar Sheker Tirchok. Stay away, distance yourself. Midvar Sheker Tirchok, Tirchok Harchok. Make a distance from Sheker. He starts off with the first example of a person who promises his friend he'll help him with something, and while he's giving him this avtacha, this promise to his friend, in his mind, he never expects to help his friend at all. Yeah, people like this, unfortunately, says the Chavetz Chaim. We have to make sure we don't fall into such a category, because this pure sheker. And we daven every single day, three times a day, in Shemoneh Esrei, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Right before we take our three steps back, we daven to Hashem, that Hashem should guard our lips, and our mouths should not speak any sheker, any lies, and any deceit. Similar to this first case, a person who promises his friend he's going to help him. And afterwards, he lies. After he breaks his promise. Mamish, pure lying. He breaks his promise. Who gamke michelke sheker. Because after the Reuven agreed to help Shimon. Beloshen avtacha, made a promise. Ubatach boi re'ehu, and his friend trusted in him. Einoi l'chal havdechosei. You can't just break your word. Hu derech sheker. This is called sheker. And he brings a pasuk in Zephaniah. She'eris Yisrael lo yasu avla. She'eris Yisrael. Those who are still here in Klai Yisrael, the remnants of Klai Yisrael, lo yasu avla, will not do this avla. Will not commit this injustice. And they won't speak lies. And they won't find any deceit in their words. So we have to make sure when you promise somebody something, we keep to our words. Words are not cheap. We have to value the value of words. Another example of what sheker is to avoid. You meet somebody and you tell him, you put in a good word for him, you said something nice about him to someone else, and you never did. It's pure sheker. It's called gneivas hadas. You can't trick somebody thinking that you did something on his behalf. And he'll never find out whether you did or didn't. And if he does find out, it's irrelevant. You told him you did it. That's Gnevas Das. That's Aser.